Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I think Mayor Bloomberg, the police commissioner, Ray Kelly, these are, you know, people who put the interests of New York above all else, and they clearly believe that this can be handled in New York. I have the greatest confidence in the law enforcement personnel and leadership in New York City.
So Clinton and Bloomberg are for it. Giuliani and Christie are opposed, but the decision has been made, and the alleged 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed will soon be transferred from Guantanamo Bay to Lower Manhattan to stand trial for the 9/11 attacks. Four other alleged co-conspirators will come too. Ironically, to be tried in New York is something KSM has always said he wants. We will, of course, cover this story from many angles this week and in the coming months, but let's give first voice to loved ones of 9/11 victims and to the NYPD, for whom Secretary of State Clinton expressed so much respect in that clip. Give us a call if you lost a loved one on September 11, 2001. Our phones, our website, and our Facebook group are open for you. How do you feel about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed being tried in civilian court in New York? Call us, 212-433-9692, or post to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, or post to the Brian Lehrer Show Facebook group, or call 212-433-WNYC. We'll give lots of voice to lots of others as time goes on, but first voice to anyone who lost a loved one in the September 11, 2001 attacks. How are you feeling about this? What do you think intellectually, and how are you feeling? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And as your calls are coming in, we thank NYPD Deputy Commissioner for Public Information, Paul Brown, for giving us a few minutes on this today. Commissioner, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you. Good morning.
I saw Police Commissioner Kelly quoted saying this is an appropriate decision for New York. Is he taking a position on it?
Well, it was cast to him as, can we handle this? There's some people concerned that it will make us a bigger target and we won't have the resources to deal with it. And I think the fact is that New York City remains a target regardless of this trial. One of the reasons we're building up a security in Lower Manhattan is because of all of the iconic structures in downtown and statements by Al-Qaeda that they plan to hit the financial center again. So
you're saying regardless of any trial or not?
Correct. That's right. The reconstruction of Ground Zero, the existence of the stock exchange, the other financial institutions in Lower Manhattan have always been an appealing target even after 9/11, and they've tried to come back downtown since 9/11.
But do you go into this period, once these defendants are brought here, assuming that these are not like other killers, that they have a formal or informal army of jihadists behind them who will ramp up and attempt to attack New York again because they are here?
Well, I think we take those precautions really on a daily basis in New York. We have intelligence reports from around the world that remind us of just that fact, even without the trial here. So, yes, we will be taking that into account when the trial is on.
I know that counterterrorism work is a permanent part of the NYPD's mission, as you were just describing. What will you do differently or additionally when these defendants are in our midst?
Well, I think we'll support the U.S. Marshals, who will have responsibility for his security and the court building's protection in any way they want us to. I think that'll manifest itself with just a highly visible uniform presence in and around the courtroom and when the prisoners are being transported. But beyond that, I don't think you'll see much. I think the largest thing people will see will be the media footprint in terms of satellite trucks, which the marshals asked our office in the police department to help them with.
What will the additional cost to the NYPD be compared to if these trials were not to take place here?
I don't have that number, but in the past we've been reimbursed by the federal government if there's been extraordinary costs associated with a trial.
No estimate?
I do not, no.
How are you communicating with the rank and file on this? I mean, the NYPD lost so many heroes on 9/11. It must be an emotional prospect to police these coming events.
Well, I think this is a very, you know, it's a very professional force. I think most of the patrol force is actually, like many of us are experienced, are younger. You know, we're very young when 9/11 happened. But nonetheless, of course, because the department lost people, it's in people's mind. But it doesn't, I don't believe, affect them professionally. They do their job. They had to do a much the tough jobs in the immediate aftermath of the attack. So I think that won't be an issue for them.
Are you hearing anything back from the rank and file that you can report? I haven't seen one way or the other whether the union has taken a position on the appropriateness of this.
No, I have not. I have not seen that. I think the department personnel have risen to every occasion presented to them, and I would expect that would be the case here.
When do you expect Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four others to arrive?
I don't know. That's really a question to be put to the Justice Department. As soon as that is known, we'll be given a heads up.
They haven't communicated any estimated timeline to the NYPD?
I don't think we have a date yet, no. But we did know that New York was being considered as a venue.
Can New Yorkers expect additional inconveniences when this gets underway?
You know, I think actually the area downtown is pretty well protected, and there have been some modifications made already around police headquarters and the federal courts where this is going to be centered. So I don't think it's going to manifest itself greatly, actually, in the immediate area of the courthouse. But that's already cordoned off now. And has been since 9/11.
You don't expect more frequent or more widespread subway checkpoints, anything like that?
Well, there may be periodically, you know, at times of high, when a lot of attention is paid to security, we get more reports of suspicious packages. When it's on people's minds, we sometimes will have an increase in people being vigilant and being cautious and reporting maybe a suspected package they may think be a bomb, that sort of thing. We sometimes see more of that and could in a period like this. We've also built this Lower Manhattan Security Initiative in this city where we've, in Lower Manhattan from Canal Street down, is in a process of building out where we have additional cameras, license plate readers, kind of infrastructure in place to add another layer of protection in advance of this trial.
Before you go, and my guest has been NYPD Deputy Commissioner Paul Brown, and then we'll go to your calls in just a minute. If you lost anyone on 9/11, for your first reactions to the idea of these defendants standing trial here in our midst, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Before you go, Commissioner, how do you feel personally about this? How does Commissioner Kelly feel? I mean, this must be emotional for you guys, too.
Well, I think the commissioner feels that the department is a professional organization. It's appropriate for us to provide the protection for whatever comes our way. I don't think he's emotional about it, as I think he said that it's appropriate to try people in the venue where the deaths occurred. And he's also said we're prepared to provide the security necessary.
Yeah, but, I mean, people see on cop shows, on television, you know, when there's somebody who committed a crime that comes at all close to the life of an officer, or even if it doesn't, for the heinousness of the crime, there is sometimes an emotional reaction. I'm sure a lot of that is ginned up for television when there's a professional force at work in real life. But this was 9/11. Is there an extra intensity about this? Will there be?
Well, I think 9/11 for a long time will be etched in the memory of the police department and the others who responded to it that day. But their duty trumps emotionalism. In other words, they have to do that every day as police officers. They have to stand back and put their emotions in check in order to do the job. Of course, that memory burns brightly in the minds of New York City police officers, but it won't burn so brightly as to distract them from doing their job in a professional manner.
And your bottom line in terms of the risk is that you don't anticipate any additional risk to New Yorkers because they're out to get us anyway?
Well, I mean, that's something that we measure on a daily basis. I can't predict that from now until the time of the trial, what the risk may be elevated or not. What I'm saying is that we're preparing on that basis because there are threats coming in, and there's been a stated purpose to come back to New York in any case. So that's our default. We operate on that premise every day.
NYPD Deputy Commissioner for Public Information Paul Brown, thank you very much for taking this time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. In a minute, we'll talk to Karen Greenberg from the NYU Law School about some of the legalities of trying Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and others on 9/11 crimes in Lower Manhattan. Let's take some of your phone calls that are coming in first. And I did say that anybody who lost a loved one on 9/11, anyone close to you, we'll get first voice here, and then we'll widen it later to anyone else, because obviously the potential risks involved, the just the rightness or wrongness of it, as well as the how do they do it, applies and affects everybody in our area. But to 9/11 loved ones first. Bob in Rego Park, you're on WNYC. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Brian. You continue to do a great job. Basically, I just wanted to say I'm a retired New York City fireman. It's actually insanity to bring this to New York. The guys just want publicity. There's nothing to be gained by it. The whole thing is suicidal. They're looking for an incident, and it's just it's totally insanity just to give these guys attention. That's all they want.
Would you get a different sense of satisfaction if they are tried and convicted in New York and then put to death?
Absolutely not. This is there's no satisfaction on my part or anyone's part. It's just insanity. I voted for Obama. Not every decision he makes is wise. This shouldn't be brought back to New York. It's just giving them reason to give more problems to New York. These guys will fight like crazy just to get publicity.
Bob, thank you for your call. Jim in Melville, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jim. Thank you for calling.
I enjoy your show every day. Lost my brother, Stephen. He would work for Kenneth Fitzgerald on the 104th floor. And I personally feel like bringing him back to be tried where the crime was committed is a good thing. I actually feel pretty good about it. And I think New Yorkers would be satisfied as well at the end of the day.
How come you're not as concerned about the additional risk or giving them the publicity platform that the retired firefighter who was just on before you says they're really looking for here?
Well, I feel that since 9/11, you know, the rules have changed around risk and security, and, you know, so I think trying them where they committed the crime is more important than, you know, worrying about the risk. I think we have a great police department and security forces that will protect us all.
And if they were tried in a criminal court outside New York, they may ask for a change of venue. Or if they were tried in a military tribunal at Guantanamo, you wouldn't get the same satisfaction to see them convicted and possibly executed?
Well, as long as they're fairly tried, that's the measure by my family.
Jim, thank you for your call, and I'm so sorry for your loss. And Lewis in Windsor Terrace, you're on WNYC. Hello, Lewis.
Yes. Hi. I love your program. You're an erudite, wonderful person. I'm against New York being the venue here because there are a lot of nooks and crannies in our vast, vast city, and I'm very concerned that these terrorists can pull something off in retaliation. They love the publicity. They love to put us online, and this is what they might do, and I'm very, very worried about it.
Would you get any satisfaction if it goes well and they are tried and convicted here in the shadow of the World Trade Center?
Well, of course I get the satisfaction, but I'm still worried that New York is the focus, and it's an international focus now of millions of people focusing on all over the world, billions, on New York City. And this worries me that we have to go through this again.
Lewis, thank you for your call. We'll continue to take calls as we go along here. We'll come back after a short break and talk to Karen Greenberg from the NYU Law and Security Program. This will be a legally intricate trial, and we won't get off the question yet of whether this should be in civilian court at all. We'll look at why Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, with his various ties, with the military overtones that this situation has, is being put in a civilian courtroom in New York by the U.S. Attorney General. Stay with us.